Improv is all about collaboration and thinking as a group. Of course, our theme music was a solo effort by B.J. Lederman. The new movie Don't Think Twice chronicles the ups and downs of an improv group in New York City, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Right off the bat, we learn some of the basic principles of improv.
Number one, say yes.
Meaning go with whatever the audience or another improv member throws out there.
Duck season.
Duck hunt.
Poo-poo, Nintendo.
Number two.
It's all about the group.
Yes.
It's not about you looking good.
And it's also not about looking funny.
No.
Or showboating.
The idea is that the group will create something greater than the sum of its parts. And number three.
Don't think. It's all about getting out of your head. It's about impulse.
It's about living in the moment. It's about now.
Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Key and Peele, some of today's most respected comedians and writers have studied improv. For writer, director, and actor Mike Birbiglia, the process was a revelation.
It really changed the way I thought about everything.
Because he says improv teaches you how to work with groups of different kinds of people.
The principles of improv apply to everything. I mean, saying yes and helps in parenting and being a good husband and being a good friend and, you know, any kind of collaborative job working at the radio or working at an advertising agency.
The movie centers around an improv group that's been performing together for 10 years.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Miles.
I'm Bill.
Allison.
Lindsay.
Jack.
And we are the Commune. Yeah.
The Commune is a tight-knit group on and off stage. They're believers in groupthink. But they're also each trying to make it in showbiz. And that's where Birbiglia creates tension in Don't Think Twice. One of the characters, Jack, is accused of showboating whenever talent scouts are in the audience.
Anyone from the industry shows up, you turn into a one-man audition tape.
You did it when the guy from Conan came. You did it when Law & Order came.
Birbiglia says it happens.
When SNL or The Daily Show or any of these TV shows in New York come to see improv groups, there is an extent to which, you know, you freeze up or you think, like, should I do my best character that I do or whatever it is.
In the movie, when some TV producers come to see the improv group's show, Jack can't help himself. To impress them, he goes into a very solo impersonation.
Now, look, as the president of the United States of America, I believe that it's not only my duty to find your father, but also have him pick you up in a cab and take you to your destination.
The audience eats it up, but the group is furious.
To be an improviser, you have to definitely have a part of yourself that you're willing to tap into that is endlessly generous.
Liz Allen is a longtime improv coach and performer.
But in order to get up in front of people and speak spontaneously, you do need a bit of confidence, maybe a lot of confidence slash cockiness.
Allen studied with Del Close, the late improv guru, at the Improv Olympic in Chicago. She even taught Mike Birbiglia when he was in college.
Liz Allen made me cry.
Cry, says Birbiglia, because he felt he didn't perform well for her in college, but also because he says Allen is so dedicated to using improv to help people.
I think sometimes in improv it can get kind of jokey. Liz teaches something that's really from your gut and heartfelt.
Don't think. Don't you think. Go, 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 go. Let group mind guide you.
To promote Don't Think Twice, Birbiglia and Liz Allen have been giving workshops to improv groups around the country, including Washington Improv Theater in D.C.
Good. 3, 2, 1, done. Don't overthink it, people.
Liz Allen coached some of the actors in Don't Think Twice. She says she's surprised at how much the movie reflects real life.
Being an improviser on stage is a blast, but the rest of the stuff off stage is frequently very unpleasant. And this movie does not shy away from what's unpleasant. And the actors, they nailed the essence of supportive, miserable, ambitious, lovable, but sometimes irritating people that we are.
When Jack lands a job on the SNL-style TV show, the others in the group get together to watch his debut.
Look no further than me, friend. I can get you tickets right here, and I can get them for you at a G-R-E-A-T price.
Not funny. Skillful, but not funny.
It's like when something sounds funny, but it isn't funny.
Don't Think Twice is ultimately about any group of individuals who simultaneously collaborate and compete with each other. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.